From beautiful Orlando, Florida, it's blindbargains.com coverage of ATIA 2019, brought to you by AFB Access World. For the latest news and accessibility information on mainstream and access technology, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon offerings, access technology book reviews and mobile apps, and how they can enhance entertainment, education, and employment, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's free monthly online technology magazine, www.afb.org/aw. Now, here's JJ Meadow.
Blind Bargains here at ATIA 2019. I love finding the smaller booths that have really innovative and different projects. Hey, innovative. Chad Lehman is the Director of Innovation for the Neil Squire Society up in Canada. And you have a really interesting project called Makers Making Change. Welcome to the podcast, Chad.
Thanks, JJ. I appreciate you taking the time to learn a bit more about our work.
So this is a really interesting idea and repository where people can kind of get things developed for or these pie in the sky or new projects. I'll let you explain it. You'll do it better than me.
Yeah, so Makers Making Change is a new initiative to try to connect the maker movement, so like STEM clubs, robotic clubs, hacker spaces, maker spaces, to help people with disabilities, disability professionals, to make assistive technology more affordable or more customizable to their needs.
So you have a website and there's different types of projects that are up there.
Yeah, makersmakingchange.com has a list of projects. Some are just ideas of things that people have posted that they need that maybe doesn't exist or maybe needs an adaptation. There's prototypes, some projects that are being worked on but need some refinement or reviews and testing to make sure they're good. And then there's completed projects, things that have been working with a bunch of people, they're well documented, so you can go to the website, you can download any of these projects, get the files, the build materials, and make it yourself or get paired with someone in your community to do that.
Okay, how many different projects are up there currently?
Right now there's over 50 projects. I would say a little over half of them are actually projects that have been made by other people. So we're at a point where it's not just what we're doing. You know, we have a couple engineers for us that do a lot of great work, but the power of sort of crowdsourcing and finding what other people are doing and sharing it and trying to help spread those out.
So any examples jump out at you as far as different projects or ones that you thought were really cool on the site? Or?
Yeah, we have a couple of them here at our booth. One is a music box for someone with Alzheimer's or low memory. So the idea is that there's some research out that shows that music, especially music from when someone's younger, has a calming effect for someone that has Alzheimer's, dementia, and memory loss. So a maker mailed this little wooden box for his dad, and it basically has two controls on it, volume up, volume down, next song, last song, because the iPhone in your pocket is way too complicated an interface for someone with memory loss issues.
So that just pairs to your phone?
It actually has a little USB stick in the back with music.
So it just plays.
So you can, the caregiver or the family member put the music the person likes on the box, they just plug in their headphones and they got a very simple control. And then we paired that person with another maker, which made the box look like one of those sort of 1940s style cathedral radios. So it looks like the radio that the dad grew up with. So it's got this 3D printed design as well as a laser cut wood design. So it looks like a traditional old radio underneath the Raspberry Pi electronics. But so you know that, you know, user interface for the appropriate person using modern technology to make it work.
And I saw a lot of 3D printed things up there. One, for instance, a signature guide for the blind, you know, lots of different projects for lots of different disabilities up there.
Yeah. I would say the majority of our projects are centered around 3D printing. For the blind, this is our signature guide, the kind of guide. An interesting one, we don't have it on the site yet. It's in the middle of the sort of research phase. It's being done by Ultimaker, a 3D printer company, where they're working with Benetech to build a repository of aids for learning that are tactile, so something that is vision impaired. But usually, so they're trying to teach like what a lobster looks like. Well, here's a 3D printed lobster to kind of feel the claws and the pieces, though, you know, shoving your hand in a lobster tank and learning the hard way what the sharp end is.
And that makes sense because there are a lot of 3D printed objects, but just to collect all of those in one spot would be very useful.
Yeah, and they're trying to get a better idea of, like, you know, what sort of filament's the best type, how big should it be or how small it should be. So they're sending these prototypes to five different schools that focus specifically on teaching people with vision impairments to get an idea of what the best practices are so that those things can scale out to other user populations.
So if I go up there and I post an idea for a project, it's up on the website. Does anyone else look at it, or how does that work from there?
Yeah, any maker that's sort of signed up to the website can go and volunteer for it. And what we've done a little bit more of lately is use our mail list of about 2,000 people to connect. So, like, here's a new project that needs TLC. and try to get from the person that posts the project a good detailed description, like what they want to do, why it matters, what they've looked at, why those don't work, to really try to help the makers are volunteering their time have the best information as possible. So usually kind of a webinar session where people kind of kick around ideas, bounce, people go off and work on things and come back with different prototypes and iterate from there.
Is it expected that anything that is posted on the website becomes an open source Creative Commons type situation, or is it depending on the project?
Yeah, everything we have on the site is open source. The maker can choose what sort of Creative Commons license they want, whether it's no derivatives or no, you know, monetary sort of piece. But yeah, the things we're trying to do is to really be an open source thing, so it doesn't become another assistive device that costs a couple hundred dollars, a couple thousand dollars. That's really like an IKEA project, right? You put the screw in here, this bolt there, you build it on your own.
Very cool. Once again, that website again?
MakersMakingChange.com.
And how can people contact you guys?
Through the website, MakersMakingChange.com. People can sign up and sign up and post projects, or they can give me an email. My name's Chad. My email's chadl@makersmakingchange.com.
Thank you so much, Chad.
JJ, appreciate the time. Have a great conference.
You too.
Awesome, buddy.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.